Echo Mobile.
This is W4HI Mobile, Seneca.
W2T, I think you and I have talked before. Name here is Rusty.
Around a little bit now. I just got back, went up into the mountains to do some HFing, and I saw a spot where I really thought that would be great, but I was going to another spot, and I went to the other spot, and it was good. I said, oh, I'm going to go back to the other spot, and I couldn't find it. So I ended up driving back. I'm here, back in Seneca. But I'm in a shady little spot here, and I heard you on there, so I thought I'd do a little VHF for a moment.
Going out, dropped some QSL cards in the mail, and now I got to go run by the grocery store and pick up a half a gallon of milk because my milk just went bad, and I had to pour it out in the morning, so no cereal for breakfast today. So, that's the way things are. Sometimes it happens. And darned if I didn't run into a ham working at the post office where I went to mail my cards.
That was really nice. Wow. Well, I went up there to, if you know much about the lakes here in Oconee and Pickens, there's, of course, Lake Hartwell, then Kiwi, then Jocassee, and then there's one more above Jocassee. It's called Bad Creek Reservoir, and it's actually a pretty big sized lake that they built to backfeed from Jocassee during when lower demand on the nuclear plants are. So I thought I researched it good enough. I found, but I never found a visitor center, which was supposed to be pretty neat. And again, the spot that they had, I should have just stayed there and enjoyed it. It was a good shot. It was a good, you know, looking down on Jocassee from and looking at Jocassee or Highland, not Highland. The falls, the big tall falls, high falls there. Anyway, but I tried to go back to the other spot and I couldn't find it. Oh well, W4HI.
I've learned about things. When I find spots like that I like, I will take and put the location in my GPS system. So in case I ever want to go back there, I have a setup for it, and it knows where it is, and it can take me right there. So it works out that way. But the other funny thing about it is running into this young lady working at the post office. I happen to know her dad because her dad belonged to the same radio club I did for years. He lives over there in Simpsonville, and that's Rick, KD4DRA, and I've known him for years. And everything. So, strange things happen. Well, I have reached my second stop. I got to run in here into the grocery store and pick up a half gallon of milk and maybe a couple of other items if I see something that strikes my fancy before I head back to the house. Good to talk to you again, and you have a good rest of the day, and we'll catch you later. And all. W4HI, I think it was. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango 73s.
Thanks for the conversation. 73 W4 HI clear.